She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
Okay, this is what we want to know. What makes you happy? That's such a great question and one that I think of very often. Well, today's guest, Shaman Isabella Stoloff from the OC Healing Center, is here, and she is going to shed some light on what makes her happy and how we can look at things that make us happy too. Welcome to the show, Isabella.
Hi, Andrea. How are you?
I am great, and I'm very excited to talk to you as always. We always
happy.
Have so much fun.
You and I have a blast together. I love being on this show once a month and giving little bits of tidbit and then sharing it across social media. And for those of you out there that would like to follow me, I'm at Shaman Isabella Stoloff on Facebook and Shamanic Travel. So we just started a new Facebook business page for the Shamanic Travel, which we are taking people to England in June, so I'm super excited,
cool.
And that's making me happy. Cancun's already full, so that one's happening in a couple of weeks. But so what makes you happy? How can you beat depression? You know, so many people, especially after the holidays, even during the holidays, can be very depressed and down and feeling that, oh, I overspent or didn't even have to be the holidays.
You know, what I love about Isabella is that she sees things from such a different light, from a spiritual light, and one that I know that I've learned a lot more about recently. And one of those things that I find that the more spiritual we become, the more things that are opened up to us, and the more that we can talk to the universe about, and more that we can learn about. So, Isabella, you are back on the show. I think we lost you for a minute. Welcome back.
I got so excited and so happy. It just sort of disconnected me. It's funny because I think I was talking about a lower energy and feeling depressed and for those of you out there, how to shift that. And it's funny that I would disconnect myself because as a shaman, everything for me is vibration. And even though we need to talk about, you know, the reality of what's going on in the universe and that people are feeling that energy, it's not my job to really go into that vibration. And I think that's why we got cut off. So let's go into the upper realms and the upper vibrations. Mm-hmm. And of course, those of you that are listening in are looking for natural ways to heal yourself, natural ways to begin to be more in tune with yourself. And I don't know if anyone's ever heard of heart math or the heart's intelligence, but our hearts, have you heard of that?
Have you heard of that?
I haven't heard of it. I was actually just going to ask her that. You took the words right out of my mouth, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
I'm like, where did you come from?
It's going to be one of those shows.
I just slipped
like
right back
already.
In. I'm a
slide.
Me
too. I'm going to slip back in also. So our heart is actually more intelligent than the brain. And if you think about it, it's true because the heart is really programming everything. It is making all the blood pump. It's making all the function. So we think our brain is super important because it's thinking all the time, but the heart has even more intelligence than the brain does. So once you begin to listen with your heart and feel with your mind, which is in the deck of cards that I'm producing, listen with your heart and feel with your mind. It's a different concept. It's a different way of being. But really, if you start to do that, and see, well, okay, so when I'm depressed and I'm feeling that lower energy and I'm really down on myself or my situation seems really unbearable, my heart gets heavy and it carries this low frequency, this low vibration. When my heart is happy and I'm thinking of things that make me happy, or I'm working with my heart to raise the vibration within me, the vibration of your heart can actually create your reality. It can actually create the reality around you. So how do I do that? You know, I'm down. I don't feel good. Things are not working out for me. Okay, well, then you go into the brain and you begin to think of things that make you feel good. And you begin to work with the heart and the brain as one and saying, okay, I'm going to act as if. Now, I've done that a lot in my life. I don't know if you girls have ever done it, but I've actually had to with the past that I've had, the crazy, crazy past that we've talked about briefly once, I've had to act as if things were okay. And by doing that, I raised my vibration enough to get through the situation, to get through the circumstance, and then be able to create more joy and abundance and faith in myself and more light, basically. So, you know, what makes you happy is the topic, but yes.
I want you to just explain to those who are listening before you go on to what makes you happy. You know, the next thing you were going to say is explain what vibration means. Because for people who are listening to be like, okay, you're talking about raising my vibration. What does that mean to the average person? And, you know, before you go into how we can actually raise it.
Right. So the vibration is a sound. It's a sound wave. So the way I'm speaking right now is a vibration. The way I'm talking to you right now, it's a vibration. And everything carries a frequency. The way you made that bookcase, it carried a frequency of sound as the hammer hit the nail. When you're thinking negative or speaking negatively, it's sending out this heavy vibration. When you're watching the television and ISIS and what's going on all over the world, and you're carrying out, it actually is a vibration. So, it's easier to feel than it is to explain. But if you think about sound frequency, and you think about the vibration of the planet in the what's going on with the terror and terrorism and all of these things, you think about, wow, well, that's actually creating a negative imprint.
Negative.
That's actually creating a negative vibration in my system. And if I can think good thoughts and I can raise my standards, raise my thoughts to be love and light, and I actually send prayers to ISIS. I actually send love to ISIS because this is what makes me happy. Okay, really quickly, what makes me happy is helping people to raise their vibration, helping people to see their light, see their goodness, see the goodness in other people. How can you look at your neighbor and see the goodness? Because whatever you put out, you get right back. If you want to learn more about me, I'm at the Orange County Healing Center. I'll be back with Lisa and Andrea in a month. I'm here on the first Wednesday, unless there's a glitch of every month. What makes you girls happy?
Lisa, you go first.
The first thing that comes to my mind is my dogs. I know that. Of course, everyone's like, yeah, right. No, it's true. My dogs, my family, my friends, being out in nature, listening to good music, eating good food, doing the shows, of course. That makes me happy. What about you, Andrea?
I would say all the same, for sure. But I do love talking about frequency and vibration and spirituality and the universe. I mean, that makes me really happy. I mean, I love feeling like we're in our element. And of course, doing this show and learning all the time, doing TV segments. I mean, there's so many things that make me happy. And I think the key is just doing them, right? Doing what we love all the time, so that we keep that vibration elevated and we keep our frequency high. So Isabella, you know, I love what we talked about today. I mean, interesting that you fell off and when we were talking about the low vibration. So I think that's quite powerful. Yeah, quite powerful.
It's very, very powerful. Your thoughts are powerful, you guys. So if you're out there and you're thinking, I don't have anything to be happy about, find one thing you're grateful for. Can you see? Can you walk? Can you talk? Find one thing that you're grateful for and it will raise your vibration. I love you so much. Thank you for having me
love
on the show
too,
again.
Love you too, Isabella. I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa. This is Naturally Savvy Radio. Thanks for listening, everyone, and raise that vibration. Stay well.